Welcome back to the Mittner Method. I'm your host, Andrew Mittner, and on today's episode, we are going to dive into Jalen Milroe's passing yards prop for 2024. And not to be too overdramatic on this topic, but this is the most asinine thing I've ever seen. All right, so college football player props are very rare to find and get, you know, your hands on, and to even be in a state that's legal to bet them, like they offer them. Lucky enough for me, I'm able to see that Underdog has released what looks to be 27 quarterback passing yard props for college football. Now, they might release some more, and they do have rushing and receiving yard props on there that we'll dive into later. But on this episode, I am going to – it's probably not going to be super long, but I am going to tell you why the Jalen Milroe passing prop is absurdly low. And one thing that I am seeing as I'm going through every single one of these available quarterback props – is it looks as if they are almost copying and pasting the production from the offense last year into the line. Like, or, you know, it's very, there's not a lot of margin of error put in there, right? They're just like, okay, you know, they passed for 2,800 yards last year. You know, let's copy and paste that. That's going to be the line this year. And I'm here to tell you that there are a lot of areas that are not being factored into these lines. Now, mainly that is going to be the offensive coordinator and coaching changes that come with, you know, just, you know, the regular, you know, variance. Now, when I say that, I mean, we're going to be looking at probably the most important statistic when it comes to trying to project passing, you know, I guess like yards, attempts, all that jazz, right? And that is pass rate over expectancy, and that's PROE. And so essentially, I touched base on that in previous episodes, but give you a little refresher. That is simply just how often a team passes over the expectancy based on the down and distance, right? So on standard downs, which is, you know, going to be the majority of downs, it's first down, second down and five or less, and third down and four or less, you know, the pass rate is 40%. Now, on passing downs, which will be second and six or more, or third and five or more, the pass rate is 60%. Okay, so obviously, when you combine those together, you know, that's a completely balanced, like 50% pass rate, right? But it's important to understand why, if you have coaching staffs that have tendencies to throw the ball more, that is going to lead to infinitely more attempts. That is going to lead to, you know, more opportunity. And in reality, just like any like prop better or fantasy football person will say, volume is king. So when you're looking at teams that are going to have giant increases in volume, and that's not being factored into the line, at least not from what I can see, then that needs to be, that needs to be like, hey, hi, this is like obvious, you know, and you know, I know that everybody is going to be like, oh, well, if it's too good to be true, then, you know, it's too good to be true. Yeah, whatever. Like, I don't care about that. I'm going to plant my flag right here. So we're going to jump into Jalen Milroe, and his line on Underdog is 2,600 and a half yards. That's 2,600.5 passing yards is his total for the year. Now, I know if you're a box score, you know, watcher or whatnot, you're going to look at his season last year and be like, okay, well, you know, he threw for 2,834 passing yards, you know, 23 touchdowns, six interceptions. And if you take away, you know, the Michigan and Georgia game, you know, he threw for even less, right? Because, you know, that's not going to be factored into these totals, right? Well, yeah, that's all good and well. You're 100% right. Okay. But let me lay it down for you how archaic and different the offenses are going to be this year. Last year, this is Alabama's pass rate over expectancy profile. They were negative 6.07% on standard downs. That's 110th. And then on passing downs, they're negative 6.92%, which was 115th. So they had one of the lowest PROEs in the entire country. And that's because Tommy Rees is awful. And I went over this time and time again, and I cannot beat this drum any harder going into the season. Now, I don't want anybody to think like, oh, well, this guy's over here, like Alabama's going to win the national championship, because I've never said that, nor do I believe that. But when we're looking at it from a player perspective, Jalen Milroe is getting such an upgrade, not just from things that you can't really measure, like talent from an offensive coordinator, but like let's read what Washington's PROE profile was last year. On standard downs, plus 17.2%. So that's third overall. So to put that in perspective, on standard downs, when the normal team, the average team, is passing the ball 40% of the time, Washington was passing it 57% of the time. Okay, and then on passing downs, it's plus 14.8%, sixth overall. So on passing downs, when teams are averaging 60% passing rates, Washington is averaging 74%. That is an astronomical difference. Like, just in the raw attempts, we're not even going to talk about, the efficiency side of it, because it's just astronomical. Okay, so I know it's hard to wrap your brain around how insane this is, but Jalen Milroe, through 13 games that he played, because he did not play one, only averaged 21.8 passing attempts per game. 21.8. And he surpassed this total last year. Michael Penix, and we're not saying that they're going to run the exact same offense with Jalen Milroe as they did Michael Penix, averaged 37 attempts per game. Now, we don't really like to look at it from the per game perspective a lot, simply because, you have game script, things that are, out of your control in a game. A team's not going to throw nearly as much if they're up 40, stuff like that. But even if you land in the middle there, and we're going to say Milroe's going to get 7 more attempts a game, well, that's going to be a huge difference, okay? And I don't think people are really, factoring this in. I don't know who's making these lines and where they're coming from. But as I've said many times before, college player props are not nearly as sharp as, NFL. There's just not as much data put into them, and there's not as much research, and they have way too many lines to cover. Way too many. It's just almost impossible for them to be as sharp as the NFL. It is impossible. And the thing is, you see huge lines of variances when it comes to these college props. You don't really see guys getting close to the line and you're like, oh, they usually destroy it if they're going over. Like, we're talking like it's not even close. Sew it up, it's over, right? I cannot emphasize enough the difference in how this offense is going to look. On top of all of that, okay, last year Alabama played at the 106th in pace overall. They averaged 29.13 seconds per play. Now, Washington doesn't play at some breakneck pace, okay? But they were 77th overall, and that is 27.53 seconds per play. So even in that aspect, not only are you going to get more passing plays, because you will, you're going to get more overall plays in general. So then you have more opportunity on top of the already increased volume to throw more. So the only real thing I see that is going to that could possibly derail this line is an injury. And, you know, if that happens, you know, it's just unfortunate. Now, when you're looking at these lines, you need to read the disclaimers for the season-long lines, because a lot of lines, whether it's Prize Picks or Underdog or even DraftKings, or, you know, if FanDuel releases any, you know, they have to play a minimum amount of games for that to go into effect, right? And so what I'm saying is, I mean, he might get there with only 10 games played. I don't think that is a far-fetched, like, thought process. Again, you're going to see just gigantic volume changes on this Alabama offense. This is not going to be your grandpappy's Alabama slamma offense where they just run into the fucking line 40 times a game. That's not happening. That's not going to happen. And this is going to be a new age offense that they've never seen before. Think of, like, when Sarkisian was there and they were opening it up a little bit. And, you know, you're like, oh, wow, this is kind of modern. And then, you know, obviously Tommy Rees came back and the dark ages came in. This is going to be like the Sarkisian offense on steroids. And it's going to be better, like, just point blank. So, well, that's going to be it for this piece. I'm going to have numerous mini episodes like this going forward as I dive into these player props more. There's just too much value. I mean, there's just an insane amount of value that I think is going extremely overlooked. And the reason it's going overlooked is because the majority of people in America cannot play these lines. And, you know, so there's no need to look at them. But I'm telling you right now, the people who can play these should be playing them, because these are some soft lines and there is a lot of difference in what, in my eyes, the projection is going to look like. So, all right. Thanks again, you know, for tuning in. Again, if you have any suggestions, comments, concerns, anything like that, or, you know, you want to see a different topic, or, you know, something that just interests you that you haven't dove into but you want me to talk about, feel free to reach out on Twitter, or you can email me at themittnermethod@gmail.com. I'm pretty responsive with that. And, you know, I'm going to be doing a lot of these going forward in the next couple of weeks, just because I hadn't had the lines available, and now I have them, and I'm fixated, hyper-fixated on these lines. This is just insane. Again, thanks for listening, and I will catch you on the next one. Take care.